Let's see, what about a male hog? What's he called?
Boar.
Okay. And the female?
Sow.
Okay, now, is a pig or bigger than a shoat?
Smaller.
A pig is a little one.
Shoat is, he's in a teenage.
Okay, yeah, okay. What about the stiff hair on a hog's neck?
Bristle.
Okay, and is it long teeth or what?
Tusk.
And you feed them, and when you slop the hogs, you pour the slop in a what?
Trough.
Okay. How would you, what would you call the sound that a cow makes when, would you call it a low or a moo? Do you hear
a moo mostly.
Okay.
And last time you got, I don't count, we got a low one.
Low one, yeah. What about a calf? Would you say that he balls or blates or?
Balls.
Okay. And a horse does what?
Nicker.
Okay. And a hen that's trying to hatch some eggs, is a, call it what?
Clucks.
Okay, but you say...
setting, she's setting.
Okay.
You know.
And sometimes, and I haven't seen these anymore either, but used to when we raised chickens, we would build a...
coop?
Yeah, right, to keep the mother hen and the chickens kind of separate, you know. Kind of
chicken coop.
And when you cook a chicken, you got one part there that people pull on and make a wish, and that's called a what?
Wishbone.
Okay.
Pull it on.
Pull it on, yeah.
Call it.
What about the innards of a hog that people sometimes will prepare and eat? They call those the what?
Chickens.
Okay. How do people, have you heard people call cows in from, to get them in from the pasture? What do they say?
You come home, sook, sook, sook. Okay. Something like that.
What do you say to an old cow to make her stand still while you're milking?
Oh. Yeah.
Such questions!
Well, now, you know, some people in different parts of the country will call
it different.
Yeah, they'll say foot, for instance, to make a cow stand still. Now, I've never heard anybody say that or something like that.
Well, we used to use that word salt, kind of touch them in the flanks of salt.
That's right, and more they'd stop.
They would. They understood. Uh-huh.
What about, and you ever heard any certain call for calves, or do you just call them like a cow?
A what?
A calf, if you're calling a calf, or do you just...
Oh, fruit calf, something like that.
You ever hear anybody call horses or mules in?
Oh, well, because call them by name.
Yeah, now that's what I've always heard, or whistle. I have heard some people whistle for
them. Yeah, well, that's right.
But what do you say to make a horse get, start?
Come up.
Okay, and make him stop.
Ooh.
Okay, and what about to make him back up?
Yes, sir. Hey, back up.
And they'll then, but you pull on the line? What about calling pigs? You ever hear anybody call a pig?
Pig?
Mm-hmm.
Pigs, what do you say?
Got to holler, pig, pig, pig.
I never did hear that.
Haven't you heard that? The people on the Grand Ole Opry calling the pigs, suey, and you know, they'd have prizes.
We just had such a little pen that the pigs were always there. let's see now. If you said a minute ago, the lines are when you're driving a horse. What do you, if you're riding him, you guide him with a what?
Rein.
Okay, and you put your feet in the
stirrup.
Okay. If you've got a team or a pair, say a pair of horses, have you ever heard the term the near horse or the nigh horse or the lead horse or anything?
Lead horse on the right.
On the right.
That's my lead horse.
Okay. If something is very, very, well, do you ever hear anybody say that if something is a long ways off or a long way off?
A